Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
It's a good beer, though.
It's really good.
Yeah. This is with Herb Albert in the background.
Welcome to the BFM studios. We've got Scarlett and Sam from Boutique Connection. Welcome.
Thank you.
G'day, g'day. Yeah. How are we?
Awesome to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for
that. So what? So tell us about Boutique Connection.
Well, yeah. Boutique Connection is a platform for New Zealand boutique wine producers. So
sounds tasty.
Yeah, it's
very.
It's amazing, actually. It's full of New Zealand's, well, best wine, but the least known wine, you know. So
these are all like small run sort of stuff, or like?
Yeah, tiny. So, I mean, the bottle in front of us, they produce 556 bottles that year. So it's pretty micro.
Yeah, cool.
But I mean, the cool thing about it is that these guys get to really kind of do what they want, you know. They're not constrained to what, I don't know, I guess the, you know, the shareholders of these bigger companies kind of make, you know, they make the same type of wine every year.
Which I guess is how it was in the beginning, wasn't it? You know, well, when wine started.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just get totally. To experiment, really, and make wine they want to drink, and it tastes bloody good.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. So, so how long have you guys been up and running for? Like, getting 60 wine producers on board sounds like, you were mentioning that it was quite a fun job, that sort of process.
Yeah, well, we started in 2019. When did we launch? August, September 2019?
Yeah.
And we didn't really know much about wine. We just discovered boutique producers and fell in love with their stories. And so that's how the idea was born.
So have you visited many of these like boutique wineries? Like, is it out the back of someone's house sort of thing? Or like, what's the story?
Some of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so we've visited most of them.
Yeah, most. Yep. We wanted to actually, our point of difference is we want to go and meet the producers we work with. So we didn't want to be just another...
Were there any like really crazy ones?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So obviously, so the one that you brought up, it looks as though, like, from my amateur gaze, it looks as though it's like a natural wine of sorts.
It's natural wine, but it's not too funky.
So some of the natural wine, because natural wine is quite a loose term as far as I understand,
but like, yes,
mats and stuff. You know, so like with some of the producers, like waiting for it to be a full moon and like for the wolf to go on top of the mountain before they harvest it and stuff.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there's actually hurdles you got to jump through to, you know, to be an organic wine producer.
Yeah,
certified now.
So right. Oh, is it?
You got to buy the certification.
It's only certified. So there's a local certification for it, or yeah.
It's like New Zealand wide.
Okay,
so
yeah.
You know, you have to. I think your vineyard needs to. It has to come from organic, like no sprays, no pesticides, stuff like that.
But it does get a bit esoteric on some level, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's I mean, there's things they can't really control, I guess. But,
yeah.
So. It was a loose term, but they're trying to tighten it up now.
Yeah.
But I mean, Harrison here, this wine here is from Harrison Eaton. It's called Melange. And he's actually a micro boutique producer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny. And you know, we're probably, I think there's two retailers in New Zealand that sell them.
Right.
We're one of them.
Sweet.
And then I think he sends some to England. And then that's it.
Yeah.
He sells out within 2 months and waits for next vintage to roll around.
So is most of the stuff you guys have got like natural wine sort of things? Or
no,
it's probably a mix.
Probably makes up 25-30%.
Oh yeah, sweet.
So we didn't want to, you know,
lean
just
in too hard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We wanted to have a broad range
and
but I mean, we went from we've been to Central Otago, Wairarapa,
Martinborough.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sweet job.
Yeah,
well, you know, like you visited 60 wineries around the country. Like,
yeah,
that's like one a weekend.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah,
we can really.
It's fab.
You can cram them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, totally. So what have you brought up?
Right, so we got, this is the Melange Du Chump, and I've got to get the list out what's in this thing because it's pretty incredible. So there's Gewürztraminer, Pinot Gris, Sauvignon Blanc, and Pinot Noir.
So it is a true melange of different.
Yeah. That's what he's all about.
Varietals, yeah.
And it's not too funky. You know how some of the wines you crack open?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
You kind of go, oof.
Yeah.
You know, what's that? But this is good. It's
Does it have a sediment down the bottom? What's the, is there any?
A little bit. He's pretty good. It is unfined and unfiltered, but it's not extreme.
Yeah, cool.
It's not too hazy.
Are you into the extremes?
well, we're not.
No.
Not really.
Okay.
For us personally.
Yeah. Mm. Fair enough.
But there's a couple in the subscription.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But I'll pop this.
Is this the last bundle of this in existence?
Yes. Well, we believe it is because.
So this is the yeah.
That's yeah.
You know, we had the last of the stock, and this is our last bottle.
Yeah, so. We've had this for about 6 months.
So this experience in our mouths is never going to happen again.
It'll never happen again.
Exactly.
Never,
ever it's happen very again. Special.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what did I call it? It was like chopping down the last tree on earth.
Makes it sound tragic, but this is.
Should we give it a whirl?
Give it
a whirl.
Yeah.
There's a technique here with the pop. Oh,
yeah. Nice.
Good one.
So Harrison doesn't put wine notes on his bottles. Instead, he puts songs on them. So he pairs his wine with songs.
Oh, we should play the song. Well, what is the song?
Yeah, I think it's on the back of the bottle.
Yeah.
Roadie by Dio.
Dio.
Should we do this?
Yes.
For the full experience. Well, it's the last bottle in existence.
Mm.
So he comes up with the song when he's making it. So whatever he's listening to at the time, he's in the winery making the wine. And if he gets a certain vibe going, he's like, that's the inspiration.
Dio spelled like diet? Like
yeah.
D-I-O?
D-Y-O.
D-Y-O.
Sorry. D-J-O.
D-J-O.
Yeah.
It was a good silent J pronunciation you did just then. Okay, here we go. Did anyone know the song?
I've never heard it.
No.
Oh yeah, it's cool. It's a bit of modern yacht rock. Okay, so how would you describe this wine? What are we looking for?
It's quite a fruit driven wine. It's
quite orange on the nose. It's quite citrusy on the nose.
Yeah. You can really see hints of the Pinot Gris coming through. It's quite overpowering. Yeah, I mean it's just a bloody good wine.
Thanks for coming up, team.
No worries.
Oh yeah, that's delicious.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
So he actually makes four different wines. He's got like a pure Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Rosier, which is like, I think it's Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, Viognier, and the Duchamp, and what was the other one?
I'm failing to remember. There's two others though. He had his three base, and then he has two more.
Oh, they're a bit more funky.
Yeah, they're fancy names that we've forgotten.
Yeah.
It's pretty delicious. It's very drinkable.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting colour as well. It's kind of almost an amber, and on the palate, it's like a bit like, I don't know how to describe it, but quite a full body mouth experience.
Well, it's made in the ancient style, so that is actually an amber wine, orange wine as you call it now.
It's quite peachy.
He makes it in ancient Greek techniques, doesn't he?
What does that mean? He wears tubes and he's naked.
Yeah, he's got his little robe on and he's got his
really?
Oak.
I was like, oh man.
Yeah, he's a dude.
So if I want to get some of this, so I head to Boutique Connection. Well, obviously not other ones like this.
We actually, the thing about BC is we going back to that, we didn't actually want to be just another wine retailer online, which copies and paste wine and put a discounted price in it. So we wanted to really promote the producers. So we wanted to be a directory for New Zealand's most artists and producers.
So we offer
a subscription and we pick the wines every month based roughly to your preferences.
Yeah, cool.
It's try new different wines.
So is it like how many do I have to get? Like a case or like three or?
You can get three.
Oh, yeah.
Three or two. Good.
Three or two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we do gift subscriptions as well, which is two, three and six.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's on the website, there's full write-ups of all the producers. So if you go onto our website, there's 60 producers. We've taken all the photos when we visited them as well. Got the drone up, shot all the stories and stuff. There's a few videos. You can learn all about the producers. It's quite cool.
Me? Oh, sounds great. This wine's delicious.
Mm.
I could drink quite a lot of this. Especially like on a sunny afternoon.
Some say it's quite smashable.
Yeah. Do you have a smashable index on your website?
Yeah, well.
No, but that's not a bad idea.
Smashable case.
Yeah.
NZ Post takes that quite literal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. All the time.
Yeah, the bane of our existence.
Yes.
Yeah. Funny little story about that. If they smash the box, we don't get, you know, a refund for that. But their criteria is if it can survive a fall for more than 2 meters, we can get a refund.
Right.
Refund on that.
So you test, yeah, that's a bit ridiculous.
It's like, how do you test that? And why is it falling 2 meters?
Yeah, why are our lions falling 2 meters?
They have really tall career drivers.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty good deal with it as well.
Man, it's yum, yeah. I just drank all of it. It's good.
I'll have some more.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, it's the last tree in existence.
But yeah, I mean, you've had Renee on the show as well. Mm-hmm. She's one of our producers. We met her at the Boutique Wine Festival, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Popped over, said hi.
Got her on board.
Swapped numbers.
Yeah, good.
Started selling her wine.
Mm. Yeah. Getting her out there a bit.
Yeah.
Well, well done, guys. This is awesome. Thanks for bringing the wine up.
Thanks for having us.
Had wine on Cocktail Corner is quite a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is good.
It's got kind of almost a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of makes it more sophisticated on some level, doesn't it?
If you never need like more people to come on, we have a list of 60 people who might be interested.
Yeah, that's great.
We've got a cool Kazakhstani dude who lives in Matakana.
Yeah.
And he came over here with his family, Oleg. Very Oleg. Kazakhstani.
So what is he, so tell us about Oleg. So we're somewhere in Matakana.
You know,
Oleg has a micro winery.
The 1 hectare?
Yeah,
1 hectare, one acre.
1 hectare.
Yeah.
Right.
And the listeners might know, when you drive into Matakana and you look to the right, there's a, it's like an old fireplace. It's just a standalone.
With the weird statue. It's sort of like, bit like Never Ending Story.
That's his vineyard.
Right.
So if you go through there, you know, during summer, you see Oleg doing his thing, you know.
In the vines.
Yeah. He's got a name for every vine.
Oh, that's cool.
He's named every vine.
Kazakhstani names?
Probably.
Because the whole natural wine thing sort of came from that part of the world a little bit.
Originated from like Georgia.
Georgia, Serbia, like that sort of region.
Yeah, and Kazakhstan was actually, I mean, Oleg's the best one to ask this because he's like a dictionary when it comes to that. But it's, that like the Silk Road used to run through Kazakhstan. Yeah. So all the wine was traded around the world back then. And Kazakhstan was quite an important, you know, area of the world for wine.
Yeah.
It was the highway, the wine highway.
excellent. We're good. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Go check out Boutique Connection online. Get amongst it.
Yeah, 60 producers. Have a look.
Drink some of this delicious wine.
All right, Jones. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection. Connecting you to boutique wine.